Hello again, everyone, and welcome to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, where the Tigers are coming off a big win over the Rutter Rangers. 75-21 is our final score. Lee Fedora joining us pregame. Lee, let's hit rewind into the game. There's so many little storylines about it, but first of all, for your team to come out against a red-hot Rutter team that has a lot of confidence coming into that, one of the three-game win streak, I thought your team came in and was really focused.
Well, I was very pleased with our guys. We talked about it all week long that, you know, Rutter could be a tough game because they had a chance to get in the playoffs and they were on a roll. And I thought we came out and did exactly our game plan. We wanted to jump on them early, do the things that we need to do, get them out of their comfort zone, and we did that from the start.
I like the fact that you spread the scoring around. We kind of keep a total of who scores where. But for Anaya Daly to get in so early, there's nothing that I think charges up a team more than to see the defense come up big like that.
Well, anytime you get a defensive, you know, pick six or scoop and score type deal, that gets them all motivated. You saw the energy it brought to the game, and I was very pleased with the way our kids played. They played the whole game hard, and that's what we told them. You know, we're not looking forward to the playoffs. We're trying to finish the season with a 9-1 record and doing that, and we told them that was going to be a big game. Of course, it being a Thursday night and all that type stuff, but our guys were prepared. But you hit it right on the head. That defensive turnover for a touchdown, that gets you motivated.
What I've always found is it doesn't matter. People say, well, you wear defenses down and all that kind of stuff. There was no group of guys that was more proud to get right back out on defense again than when something like that happens. And I thought in the first quarter, Lee, you had them on the heels and the game was fairly well put away. Tough to say, but it was done after quarter one.
Well, it probably was when you look at it, but like we tell them, we don't ever stop. We keep going. And one thing, if you ever interview our kids, they're going to tell you the same thing Coach Fedora always says. At halftime, doesn't matter score, it's 0-0 second half. We got to come out and win the second half to do that. And our guys have bought into everything, and they're doing a great job.
Two guys that I'm particularly proud of. Number one is Valen Jones. Finally found the end zone for the very first time. What a contributor he continues to be. Very proud of him.
Well, I'm real pleased with Valen. He's done a great job. I know he's been frustrated in the past that he hadn't got those touchdowns when he's had some opportunities, you know, and got tackled on the two and things like that. But he's made a lot of catches and doing things, and he's a threat. And what I like most about Valen, when our quarterback's having to scramble around, he does a great job planting and getting back into an open zone to where we can get the ball to him.
It's not about scoring touchdowns. He likes to enable the other guys to do it. He's that type guy, but to be rewarded is a big deal. We also are seeing, I think, at just the right time, Sam Presnell has had a pretty good career at Consolidated, but as far as someone who I think is peaking right here at the beginning of playoffs, I got to give the guy credit. He does have some wheels.
Well, he's got speed. I mean, and we saw all that when we got here last year and we talked to him do track and he showed it. And you could see his speed, the way he flies around and does the things that he needs does. And he's got great hands. What impresses me most about Sam, he's got a wrist issue right now that he's had it for 3 weeks, but he's playing through it and playing through the pain and all that. Of course, he's cleared by the doctors and all that. They just said, you got to deal with the pain. And he told me, I ain't never missing a practice or a game. I'm fine.
There's no happier player on that team than the one that you moved up from the JV to give you a little depth at running back. I thought that after the first series jitters that Sutton Lake have, realizing that you're not on the JV anymore, doesn't matter who you play and the pace is different, I thought for his first game, kid lit it up, and he also scored in his first varsity game.
Yeah, I've been very pleased with Sutton. He's a great guy. You know, he was doing a great job on our JV, and we needed him for depth on the varsity, and we moved him up, and he's doing a great job. What I like about him even more is he's one of our guys when we're going against our defense in practices. He's our scout team guy, and he's giving our defense a good look and doing those things, and he's taking care of the ball a lot better and been pleased with him.
We've not really gotten down into the personal nature of what you say to a kid like that, but I got to think that as a sophomore, we got to remember how old he is. He's coming up to a varsity game. He gets his first shot at that. What was the conversation between you guys, and especially after he scores that first touchdown? Talk to me about what your review of him was, and what did you tell him?
Well, what I tell him is that's what I do a lot of times when I'm sitting there during the JV games. I'm watching guys, and I'm seeing guys that are going to be a help on us, and he was one that I noticed, and when we knew we needed some depth, we brought him up, and I told him, hey, it's a whole different game because now you're playing at the varsity level. You just keep your head up, keep working. You're going to make mistakes just like, you know, Coach Fedora's going to make mistakes, and you got to keep your head up and keep fighting through it, and he's done a great job doing that, and I think he's going to be a bright future.
I tell you, for Rutter, my heart went out to him a bit, but not too much, obviously, with the association with Consolidated. But I will tell you, Moore's an impressive runner, and I think your defense got put on their heels a couple of times because he's deceiving. It is just as we talked about. I mean, he hits a hole. He doesn't look all that impressive, but I think he hits it fast. And when he finds a little opening, he's a load to bring down.
No, he's a good runner. And that was one thing we worked on all week long, telling him that, you know, he's not one that's going to dance around. He's going to find that crease and hit it downhill and pick up yardage. And, you know, a couple of their scores they got when we had some backups in. But what I'm proud of our starting varsity, you know, defensive guys, they're still encouraging guys, hey, keep them scoreless, keep them out, you know. But when they give up points, you know, everybody's upset about it. They don't like it, but they know that's something that they can get better at and work harder at.
Few things are executed exactly as we think they may be, but I think the biggest mismatch was indeed the secondary of Rutter. I think you exposed him pretty quickly. Your receivers did a pretty good job, but that to me was the big turning point really early.
Yeah, I think so. And the great thing, and you know, we've talked about from day one, it's not like we only have one receiver. We're spreading the ball around to everybody, and we can put different threats to different things. And we were doing doing a good job spreading the ball around and finding the holes that we could pick on them on. And you know, right now on the offense, we're right now leading the district in offense. And what I'm most proud of right now, you know, we've got like 1,800 rushing yards and 2,200 yards passing. That's pretty balanced. And so no team can just come in and say, hey, we got to stop the pass, because if they stop the pass, we can run it. And same thing, if they want to stop the run, we can throw it, and that's been a big help to us.
Love the way the defense has been responding in situations of late. We've talked a lot about the offensive folks. You had Vallon, you had Darby, Devin scored, Sutton, Presnell. Let's talk about what happened on defense. Who on the film do you think graded out particularly well?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I had to give a mark to all of them. I thought they all did a great job. And, you know, we're second in the district right now in defense. What I'm most proud of, we're number one in the defense, giving up only 800 yards passing through all those games, you know, through the year. And that's been great. But what I think we did, we put a lot of pressure, you know, clogging up the box, and our secondary did a great job. So right now, I think every defense guy would say, don't name one person. It's a total team effort. We're flying around doing it together.
Lee, you're going to think I'm crazy going back to here, but I have quoted you before when you talk about the amount of scoring the Tigers have put up the last two games. And I bring up what may be a sore subject with you, though I know that it's a learning point. Tell me about your first year in Rogers.
My first year in Rogers, that's hard to even remember back then, but you know, it was kind of the same thing. We were putting in a new system, and they were learning it all and that type deal. But, you know, those kids kept fighting through it, and then they turned it around in the second year. And that's one thing that I'm pleased with what our guys are doing. We're able to add new wrinkles. You know, every week we put new plays up on the dry erase board and able to go through things. And the great thing is, once we put those wrinkles in, we can throw a play in that we did in week one that they can remember in week 11, even if we hadn't ran it that way. Our guys are picking up everything and doing it, and I've been very pleased with them.
The thing is that you had a team that really kind of irritated you by taking a knee, and you said, hey, you don't need to be doing that. It's up to us to stop you. How are you going to teach your kids against really good teams if they're not put to the task?
Well, what I told our guys, you know, I learned this a long time ago, you know, in my years in Navasota when we were beating teams big, that first couple of years somebody said, well, why are you still putting points on the board? Because I told them, we got to get ready for the playoffs. We're not going to let up in the second half, and then all of a sudden we get in a big game and we got to win in the second half, and our guys aren't physical ready for that. I'm not one that's going to sit there when we're way ahead, do trick plays and throw reverse pass and all that. Our job is still do what we're doing on offense. It's your job to stop us, and if you can't stop us, that's nobody's fault, you know, type deal.
The reason I go there is because Keith Hendricks in Cleveland, good gosh, there's not a program that you see that your heart doesn't go out to a certain degree. You need them to up the level of play. We don't know the situation, don't know if it's a talent situation, but I do know that the reason I bring up Rogers, you turn the team around. We know that every team is capable of that. It is difficult just keeping it real to find a positive spot for the Cleveland team. But I will say, it's these type games that you got to watch out for the most, for a lot of reasons. If you don't play hard, you're susceptible to injury. You don't keep your head in the game, something can happen. Let's talk about playing a team like Cleveland that right now is 0-9, and everybody's saying this is a gimme. It's not.
What I tell guys all the time, go back for all the years. You watch NFL, you watch college, You watch high school. Teams that were picked to win, supposed to win it, they went out, went lazy, and then all of a sudden they got upset because they didn't finish their game. Or somebody got injured because you're moving around slow, just like you said. We told them it ain't about our opponent. We go out, we fly around, we play our style of football. Yes, we're supposed to win this game, but it doesn't mean anything until the game's over and that type deal. And it's a little bit different this year, you know, because the new UIL rule. You know, I've been telling the kids, be ready. This is your last game to ever put on the jersey on your home field. Well, that's not true because the following week we got another home game, but this is the last regular season game that you do it. And one goal we have a championship wall in our hallway in the field house. If you don't win a championship, your team doesn't get their picture on the wall. Right now, we don't have a championship. You know, we're going to finish second because Huntsville's going to win the district championship, and so we've got to win that first by district championship to get your picture on the wall. But our guys have been very focused. They don't care who our opponent is. They know if we put all three phases game together, get all of our goals, we can beat anybody.
Talk just a little bit about any strength that you see on the Cleveland team. You look at it statistically, they're not completely up to date. The average in scoring is, and the overall average, their offense, not much output, but they've got to have somebody that you really think runs the ball well. Searles seems to be that guy. He's one of the few people and one of the few players that's even ranked in the top anything for Cleveland. So that means, kind of like Moore with Rutter, you got to keep an eye on the guy.
Yeah, the one thing we notice watching them, you know, they're going to get in some different formations. They're going to milk the clock. They're going to run the ball. That's where the pressure's on our defense, knowing we got to get three and outs, get the ball in our hands, because then you take them. Any team that loves to milk the clock and run the ball, if you can jump up on them three touchdowns, they can't just keep doing that or it's not going to be a change in the game. So we're just going out and knowing that, you know, they're going to do different things. But a team that loves to run the ball, if you're so zoned in on the run, that's when they do a little trick play and you think everybody bites down on the run and they have a guy running wide open. And, you know, I've watched them in their special teams. They've had some big returns in special teams, but they've turned the ball over a lot of times. That's what's been hurting them.
Lee, when you talk about the mindset of this team, I think that if we had to single a game where you had warned them, I think the one time that you might have let the guard down just a little bit, the team itself, was against Huntsville, and it was a wake-up call. I don't think that was our best effort. But from that moment on, I've seen a lot of focus in these guys say, hey, Coach was probably right about that. I like the focus that your team has, and I think that Rutter's game told you a lot about where they are mentally headed into essentially the third season.
Yeah, what I'm proud of our guys, you know, that we took that loss against Huntsville, and, of course, it was a first district game, but like I told them, we'll see what type of team we are. Are you going to let it get in your head and finish out the way it's not supposed to, or are you going to buy into it and say, hey, that game's over with, we got to get better each game? And I think our guys have done that. And, you know, to be able to finish up 9-1 if we win on Friday night, you know, that's pretty impressive. But like I told them, after that, you're 0-0. And it can be one game, you lose, you're done for the season, and you keep continuing moving forward.
I think that probably through the years, I haven't agreed certainly with everything the UIL has done with regard to redistricting and other things. I'm sure you're 100% in agreement with everything they do. But I will say, what they've done right in this week number 12 that's coming up, I said, hey, we're going to give some people the home field because, frankly, with that many teams, you run out of stadiums, and it makes sense. Talk about the next week, which is not something you do, but now, Lee, you got to. I mean, we're not preparing for just one game at a time right now. You're looking down the road. You're allowed to look visionary because that's what your job is. Talk about how that came about and who you think we may play here.
Well, you know, it's going to be between White House or Pine Tree, you know, and we'll find out Friday night after that game. And you never know which each district has a point total system, you know, tiebreaker system and all that. And the good thing is we're going to be exchange film with both of those teams to start preparing for them and that. But, you know, the thing is, I'll be honest with you, the old school part of it I used to love when they only allowed the district champion to get out in the playoffs because it was great. But then again, I've seen some teams that were 3-7 that got out in the playoffs and went four rounds deep in the playoffs, you know, type deal. But it's one of those things. You just take one game at a time. But, you know, I'll say this. I think Region 3 could be one of the toughest districts. Yeah. I mean, toughest regions in the playoffs. So we better be prepared for everybody and anybody, because once you're in the playoff, anybody can win the game.
You're one of those coaches that certainly has had their experience because you've been blessed to make playoff runs and you've been blessed to go to the big dance and win it. So talk about how you see this team right now and how prepared they are to make a run into that area.
I think they're definitely prepared for it. And what I'm real impressed about our kids, how they bought into what I believe in the system. It's one game at a time. We don't look down the road. I've even heard some guys do interviews when they said, hey, do you hope you make it to the state championship? Their reply is, all I want to do is win the first ball game, and then we'll talk about it when we get to that, you know, type deal. But, yes, that's always your ultimate goal. Our first goal was to win a district championship. We fell through on that because, you know, Huntsville beat us and did that. But now our next goal is to win this one, finish 9-1, and get ready to win a bi-district championship.
Coach, I guess at this point in the season, you start to see the teams all level out physically the deeper you go, and it all comes down to a middle game. I do like where this team is right now. And as you look back from the August workouts and wrapping up to where you are, how's the rest of the coaching staff coming along with their assessment of this team? They got to be pretty happy with what's happened.
No, I think they've been impressed, because that's one thing we meet after every practice, and we talked about it yesterday after our practice. We were lighting people up. I mean, they were getting after each other. And what I like, when your JV's doing a lot of your scout team, our JV guys over there excited, because I'll tell you, on Thursday we do a game-like deal during the period. And last week when we got ready for Rudder, we always do it where you go into overtime. Well, all of a sudden our JV scored in overtime and took us to double overtime, and you could see the excitement on their sideline, excitement on our sideline, and that's only getting each person out there on the field better prepared for it, and I'm pleased with what they're doing.
Tigers are 8-1. The big one is coming up against Cleveland, so you want to finish strong, and that ball game is just moments away. We'll take a look at our starting lineups and the kickoff in just moments from right now. Thanks for joining us on this Friday evening. Game night coverage of Consult Tiger football continues in a moment. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mike Wright.